Okay, so let's welcome our first local kid, a terrific 16-year-old violinist who attends the San Francisco Conservatory of Music Preparatory Division. Please welcome Zenas Shu. Zenas, welcome to the stage. You and I have a very, very exciting opening piece for the program. Tell everybody what it's going to be.
We are going to play the first movement from Beethoven's Ninth Violin Sonata, which is also known as the Kreutzer Sonata.
Okay, we'll take it from the top.
Thank you.
Zen is Shu, playing the opening movement of Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. He comes to us from San Jose, California, and he's 16 years old, a student at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. That was fantastic. Loved playing that with you. Hey, congratulations, by the way. Zenas was just accepted to the Curtis Institute a year early, by the way, to study with Ida Kavafian. That's great news for you.
Thank you.
Zenas, tell us about the audition process at Curtis, because you describe it rather horrifically.
It is very much like a horror story. You go in there, seem very happy to finally do something that might change your life, and once you get in there, it's silent. It's strange, and it feels very much like a death chamber.
This is the Curtis Institute, this venerable place in Philadelphia?
Yes, grand school for musicians becomes, for one day, a death chamber.
Wow. That's rather dour. So what about the judges inside the room? Were they welcoming, so happy to have you with us sort of thing?
Of course they were welcoming, but It would just seem like they were a little tricky watching you, waiting for a mistake, ready to jump on you. Yeah. And so...
That's rough.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got a reprieve, obviously, next year.
With some traumatizing moments, but...
I have a feeling you'll get over it. There's a lot, that's worthwhile about the place. For a couple of years, you've known that you absolutely, positively have to be a musician. Talk about...
Yes.
How that decision was made.
I have a very inspirational teacher who also has a teacher. Well, yes, he has a teacher. And his teacher, Miss Camilla Wicks, gives me lessons once in a while. And so during one lesson, I just had this random occurrence that just made me think I couldn't do anything else but violin. And so my teacher basically inspired me to become a violinist.
That's nice. That's a wonderful moment. And more recently, you learned something very, very important for your particular future as a musician. Don't over-practice. When yes. did this happen? What brought this on?
You see, I participated in a camp called the New York String Orchestra Seminar, and we had pretty much a 7 to 9 hour practice every day. Mm-hmm. And so we had breaks, and they encouraged us to take advantage of the breaks and not keep practicing. But I had my Curtis auditions coming up. I already had pre-trauma. And so I practiced during breaks, and 2 or 3 days before our 2 concerts at Carnegie Hall, I hurt my arm.
Pretty badly. I mean, it was
just every time I raise my arm, it would just start jabbing at me. And so.
And you have to raise your arm occasionally on the violin, I hear.
Sometimes
it hurts when I do this. Don't do this. What are you going to do? I understand that you want to send this message.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that everyone else wants to practice a lot. And so there's a time when you realize that you've practiced enough and you have to let it go.
Well. I know you want to help these other teenage musicians from falling into this trap, and so that's why it's time for this top 10 list. These are the top 10 signs that you're over-practicing. Are you ready, Zenas?
I'm all set.
Okay, number 10.
Your fingertips resemble raw hamburger.
Number 9.
You see musical notation in the random patterns of breakfast cereal.
Number 8.
The family dog develops a mysterious palsy.
Oh, like those New Yorker cartoons, that dog.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Exactly.
Wow. Practicing too much. Number 7.
Your violin is too hot to touch, even after several hours.
Number 6.
Most from the top kids seem like total slackers.
Number 5.
You think the dishwasher is a quarter tone flat.
It's pretty far gone. Number 4.
You can't wave hello because it hurts too much.
Oh, yes. Number 3.
You've been simultaneously diagnosed with agoraphobia and obsessive compulsive disorder.
Number two.
Your mother is constantly, quietly weeping.
And the number one sign that you've been over-practicing.
Your scary violin hickey has grown to the size of a hockey puck.
So, Zenith, no over-practicing next year at Curtis.
Okay?
Promise?
Yes.
I'm sure you'll be doing well. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zenith. Zenith Shu, 16-year-old violinist from San Jose, California.